This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Our poll is running. So far, it's still at 65%. Helps a business, 35%. Hurts a business. Over to Instagram, 83% of you guys think it helps. 17% think it hurts. Interesting. Do we have a different demographic on Twitter than we do on Instagram, perhaps? Yeah. But there you go.
Instagram is a slightly more gamified platform, though.
Is it? Mm. Press to release.
Yeah, you know, it has the slot machine mechanism.
It does, yeah. All right, keep the messages coming in. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Instagram, and on Twitter. We're at BFM Radio. Story number three, KL.
Yeah.
The place where we live. Traffic's not so great all the time.
Nope.
Ways around that. Helicopters.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So there's this company called Ascent Flights Global. They're Singapore-based, and they want to start a helicopter ride-sharing facility or service, and they are starting it in the Philippines first. They're actually launching next week, and they plan to expand to Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia by next year, so very soon. The company lets customers book a seat on a helicopter online for flights during the morning and afternoon rush hours. It's mainly for executives and luxury travelers, because it's not cheap, and the helicopters fly to the central business districts as well as the airports in Manila and Clark North of the capital. So the shortest flight between the two business districts, it is able to cut travel time from half an hour to 3 minutes. Yeah, and with seats going for about 6,900 pesos, so about 539 ringgit each per seat.
For a three-minute flight
from one business district to another. The longest flight between two airports will cost 25,900 pesos, which is about 2,026 ringgit for a 30-minute trip that would usually take 3 hours. So it's a significant cut, but it's also not cheap at all. So they have a very specific demographic that would use something like this. Yeah. But it is different from the services they have now. You can charter like a helicopter now. Certain people can from certain spots. But it is very different from that, because this is basically like hailing, and they will have way more platforms and way more landing spots, different stations for the helicopter itself to come and pick people up. It's a smaller vehicle itself. So it will be accessible to more people. But the target consumers are a very small market for now. They say they believe the cost of time is different for those who are time sensitive, and of course for those who have or can afford these kinds of services. If the Philippine venture succeeds, Ascent wants to start services in Bangkok, Jakarta, and KL in 2020. So not too far away, like less than a year away. Yeah. And then if it works there, then they want to move to China and Japan. I think those will be their toughest markets.
Right.
Yeah. How much would you guys pay for a helicopter that cuts down your travel time? Is it even like that important? Because Manila, I understand.
No. Manila, yes.
Yeah.
Jakarta, yes.
Yes.
You need. You know what?
Are we that important though that we need a helicopter?
I know. So it depends on what we do, right? I guess if you're a business person and time is money, this is nothing. You just claim it against the company account. I got to be at a meeting a certain time.
Right.
Because you can get caught in really bad traffic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you with all the planning in the world, right?
Yeah.
So I would think that it might be successful. You definitely need those two cities. I've been caught in traffic in those places, and you want to kill yourself. I don't think it's that much of a money.
But here in KL?
Here in KL, depends on what business I've got. You know
right.
what I mean?
But I don't. I mean, of all the time I've lived here, I don't think I've ever been stuck in traffic for more than 2 hours. I don't think.
Right. That's if an accident happens.
If an accident happens, or it's raining or whatever. And, you know, 2 hours I think is at my limit. But I wouldn't see myself. I'm not successful enough right now anyway, but, you know.
Okay, I'm not a helicopter pilot, but I would think that also if you were to hail a helicopter ride and it's raining and it's got thunder and lightning, they might not be able to take you.
True.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, so it's not always available, right?
Even when you can pay for it.
Yeah. It's funny that this came out now, because just a few days ago, Grab did the Grabcopter thing for April Fools, and that was a news piece that people started sharing around and stuff. So they sort of April Fool everybody, saying that they're going to start a helicopter hailing service. Which sounded like a joke.
I thought me getting free points from Grab was a bit of an April Fool's joke, actually. it just kept coming through, and I'm like, what is this? What have I done right?
Yeah, they stuck, right?
They stuck, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, even stuff like landing pads, you know, you got to arrange for that. We can't even have car parking spaces here in KL, you know.
Yeah.
So finding space, land, whatever, for you know, landing pads is expensive. Land is expensive in KL, you know.
And I guess the top of buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
Helipads, and stuff.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, contrary to popular belief, the traffic in KL isn't that bad. I know we like to complain about it a lot, but the people who've been in like Manila and India,
this is nothing.
It's nothing.
I think the problem is people get the idea of KL traffic is bad. It's not KL traffic is bad. It's the planning of the road systems.
And
that makes a big difference. You know, when you're trying to merge into traffic, you've got backups, not because there's too much traffic. Hmm. It's because the person who's planned that hasn't planned that.
Properly. Even then, it's like it compared to places like Manila, it's free flow. You know, it's like they're like, you call this traffic, this is nothing. this is like a breeze.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'd ever need, like, if anyone would ever need like a helicopter service.
I'm sure there are some people with expensive license plates here in KL
that would be
more than happy to
for
take.
Novelty. They would have access to a private chopper.
Yeah, true.
Right?
If it gets rid of the outriders and all that kind of thing, then maybe, you know, it's not a bad thing for us normal hoi polloi, you know? Anyway, we should probably move along before one of us gets arrested. 018-789-8899 is what we're talking about today. Gamification is whether or not it will help or hurt a business. Can we just get a quick refresh on that Twitter poll, please, Arv? We are at 65% still of you think that it helps a business. 35% of you think it hurts a business.
It'd be nice to know from the 35 who thinks it hurts, why do you think it hurts?
Yeah. If you've got time to tweet us, let us know. We'd be very interested in that. Also, when we come back, we are looking at how Facebook will be partnering with the UK Telegraph. Interesting little story. They've decided to tell us a story, or rather they've bought an ad to tell us a story that they think we should believe. That's what they do though, right? They're gamifying us, aren't they?
They're gamifying us.
We're going to take a short break. We've got some music coming up from The Coral with Simon Diamond. I love this song. Don't go anywhere. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.